Hello, my loves. Welcome back to The Worthy Podcast, the show designed to help you create a life that you are actually obsessed with. I'm Shani Thompson, your host, and I am so excited to do this quick, short, sharp episode today on the eclipse portal that we have just experienced over the last 2 weeks, and we are in the thick of right now with the Virgo full moon happening last night. I don't know if anybody got to see it. I'm on the Gold Coast, so it was gorgeous. We had amazing weather last night, and it was just pop over the horizon in my backyard. It was stunning, so cool. I want to make this episode really quick for you now. You may have noticed I did not create an Aquarius new moon episode for you guys earlier, well, at the end of February. It happened on the 18th of February if you're in Australia, 17th of Feb if you're in the Northern Hemisphere and you are a bit behind us timeline-wise. So the reason why, usually my new moon audios, whether they're dropped in my broadcast channel on Instagram as an energy forecast, or I decide to do a podcast about it, you know, I change it up every month. It's usually revolved around setting an intention, right? Because new moons are all about planting the seed, particularly in the archetype of whatever zodiac sign it is falling in. So we had an Aquarius new moon. However, this was an eclipse, and we do not set intentions on an eclipse, because usually when an eclipse is happening, the universe is planting seeds for us. So our job is not to act, it is just to observe the shifts happening around us. And eclipses like this one, 2 week portal from the moment it started on the 18th of February and from to now, 2 weeks later, while we're experiencing the Virgo full moon lunar eclipse, this portal is so potent, and so much would have become illuminated for you. And so I really want this episode to kind of guide you, to personalize it for you in your natal chart, to see where this eclipse happened for you and what has come to light, so that you can have some really beautiful reflection and journaling time during this full moon to kind of like, yeah, really reflect on what's come up for you. What did the universe want you to see? So eclipses are a little bit of like an acceleration of timeline. This is like non-negotiable, right? This is like, you cannot force it. You just have to surrender to whatever comes to you in this 2 week period. It's less about vision boarding. It's less about setting goals and intentions. It's more about course correction. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about Aquarius first and foremost. I think that's important because it started, this eclipse portal started 2 weeks ago with an Aquarius new moon. Aquarius, the Aquarius sign is an air sign. You know, it's very, very like in the brain, in the mind. She kind of rules like innovation and community and friendships. And so I really want you to think about that. So this one, this eclipse, this new moon in Aquarius that happened in late February, really was here to let you know that within the 2 weeks that are coming, we are going to be closing some loops. By the time the full moon arrives, the seeds that I am planting for you, this is the universe talking to you, the seeds that I am planting for you will come and start to sprout. And eclipses are notoriously a time where you cannot bend fate. You kind of just have to like free fall. So how have your last 2 weeks been? Let me know. You can come and tell me, message me on Instagram and give me a little bit of like a reflection of your last 2 weeks. Yeah, tell me what happened. What's been happening for you? Just remember, the new moon plus a solar eclipse equals the universe planting seeds for you. So what was accelerated for you? Now, think about the science of an eclipse, right? The moon is blocking the sun. So where does the sun go? Imagine like back in the day when you were a cave woman or a caveman, right? And your whole life was revolved around you literally living, eating, planting, hunting, surviving by the seasons and the cycles of the sun and the moon and the weather, okay? And you are just going about your day and you are just doing your thing outside, and then all of a sudden at like noon, it's lunchtime, all of a sudden the sun disappears and everything goes dark and you don't understand what's going on because, you know, science really hasn't explained all these things to us at this time. So you're panicking and you're like, oh my God, is the world ending? Are the aliens coming down to get us? I need to protect myself. Where is my family? Like, you're not going to sit out and watch the sun disappear in the middle of the day where it goes pitch black and go, I'm just going to keep planting my seeds, right? I'm just going to keep harvesting my food. No, you would be like, oh my God, I'm about to die. Like, what is happening? The sun is gone. That is what happens with a new moon eclipse, right? Now we know a little bit more about science and astronomy and we know it's temporary and we know what's up. But that is why we don't set intentions around a new moon eclipse. Now, the Aquarius mantra, before we move on to Virgo full moon, the Aquarius mantra is, I don't want to follow any rules. I'm not going to be a follower. I'm not going to be a sheep. I'm going to do things my own way. I'm going to bend the rules. I'm going to break the rules. I'm going to do things my way. Aquarius is also very intellectual. She's very like communicative. She's very like she speaks her truth. So how does this land for you? Now, the eclipse that is happening right now in Virgo, the full moon eclipse, which is the end of this 2-week portal, 3rd of March, or the 2nd of March, and by the way, it ends this weekend, so we're still in the thick of this full moon until then. And this is about now something's been illuminated for us. So go back in like your phone, go look through your calendar, your photos you've taken, things you've screenshotted, text messages. What's kind of been happening since the 17th of February? 17th, 18th of February. And what's coming to fruition now? So instead of setting an intention, you know, 2 weeks ago, it was all about, okay, I'm just going to like collect data. I'm just going to sit with the energy. I'm just going to journal. I'm just going to like free fall through this 2-week eclipse portal and really feel the feels and let everything gently unfold for me. And whatever sudden events happen, whatever external changes happen, like I understand it's happening for me. Now, like I said before, eclipses speed up your timeline. They speed up destiny. And even if you don't want to see it, even if it's uncomfortable, it's still going to happen, right? So let's personalize this for you. I want you to get out your natal chart and I want you to have a little look-see at where does Aquarius and where does Virgo sit in your chart? That's how you can personalize this entire experience for yourself. Because whatever house these two rule, like this is your eclipse axis, this is going to give you an idea of what is the universe trying to show you right now. So let me give you a little bit of an example. Okay, so Feb 17th, this is where the new moon eclipse began in Aquarius. This is where something was being planted in terms of a seed. Not by you, by the universe for you. You can't help whatever it was that was going to happen for you. Now, you silently allow the universe to plant this seed for you and you understand that the next 2 weeks is going to be something for you to realize, understand, close a loop on, potentially just free fall and surrender to, okay? So then we have this axis of where Aquarius opposes Virgo. So have a look in your natal chart and tell me where does Virgo sit in your chart? What is the opposing house? Now, if you're not sure about what all the houses mean, you can grab my Astro Quick Guide. I'll pop the link in my show notes so you can download that. And it is a beautiful digital guide with lots of videos and tutorials on how to like dissect and read all of this. So I'm going to give you an example. My Aquarius is in my third house, my house of communication. And my Virgo lies in my 10th house, my house of career, business, entrepreneurship, reputation. So this is the axis that has been illuminated for me. And oh my gosh, I cannot wait to show you and share with you what has come up for me over the last 2 weeks and what's really landed for me. And this is what I love about astrology. It's not here to control you, okay? Which means they're not here to govern your life and force you into things. You have free will, and what you do with your potential and your free will is totally up to you. And so I love using astrology as this beautiful self-awareness tool. And I journaled this morning just on my Aquarius Virgo axis and what's been coming up for me over the last 2 weeks. And really the questions that this eclipse is wanting to ask of us and for us to kind of understand is, if Aquarius is who you're becoming, okay, look at the house that is ruled by Aquarius. If this is, you know, who you're becoming, if this is the beginning of your future, and your Virgo house is kind of reflecting to you what you have to stop doing in order to become the future you, then what is getting in your way? What do you need to stop doing so that the Aquarius house in your natal chart, the future of you that you are trying to grow and expand to in this life area, can grow and come to fruition? So for me, Aquarius in my third house, this is the future me. This is who I'm becoming, the house of communication. This is how I show up, how I speak, how I share my mission, how I podcast, how I write, my emails, my content online, right? And then in opposition is Virgo in my 10th house. It's asking me, well, what habits and structures, what things am I doing in my business life that are stopping me from growing my visibility, my podcast, my following, my audience, my email list, all these things, right? And it was so blatantly clear for me because Virgo is a perfectionist. Oh my God. I like anyone who knows me, who's worked with me, even my besties, they can tell you like Shani's a perfectionist. And I totally own that. I actually don't condemn that characteristic of mine. I think it's a strong characteristic to want everything to look good, feel good, be good, sound good. Like, I will not pay for something just because it's cheaper and more convenient if it means I'm going to get a shit outcome. I would rather pay for the more expensive thing that's going to be more luxe, more sexy, look good, feel good. So sometimes Virgo also comes with the shadow self. The not self themes of Virgo is over perfectionism, like stopping and sabotaging yourself from doing something because it's not perfect yet. And so how this is coming up for me is, you know, I really want to put a lot of time and effort into my social media, into my emailing. I love long form. So my podcasting, if you're on my VIP email list, you know, I love long form email. I don't write an email often. It's probably once every month, if not every 2 months. But when I write deep. There's a lot of depth to my writing. There's a lot of vulnerability and rawness and realness. And I don't finish writing an email and go, oh, this is too long, I need to cut things out. I just send it because that's just me. So with my personal house of communication, this is the future me. Like, I really want to grow. That's what I was saying. I really want to grow all these aspects of myself and my business this year. But my perfectionism that rules my business and career is I will come and sit at my computer. Now, most of you may know that I have intentionally curated a life and business that I'm absolutely obsessed with. And part of that is I work 3 days a week, around 4 to 5 hours in those days. So my work week is like 15 hours max. Mondays, my admin day, I will generally try and do my emails on a Monday and try and finish them so I don't have to look at my emails again until the next Monday. And I have no shame in that it will take me a week, sometimes 2 weeks, to write back to messages because it's just, I am just not in my inbox all the time. I refuse. But Monday is my admin day. And so that means that Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, when Ru is in kindy, I use 4 hours of those days, sometimes five if I'm feeling super inspired, to work on my creative pursuits. Mondays is like more of like a mum day for me, even though it's an admin day, because I go to the gym at like 9 and Ru comes with me and he plays with all the kids there while I'm training. And then we go to my mum's house and I usually arrive at about 11 a.m. We catch up and chat over a coffee or a cacao for an hour, and then I jump into my emails at like midday, and then by 2 o'clock I'm wrapping up and I'm driving back home with Roo and trying to keep him awake in the back of the car, because everybody knows a four-year-old who falls asleep at 2 p.m. is disastrous at night. So that is my Monday, right? So I'm mostly mumming on a Monday, but two-ish hours is admin. But the 3 days of the week that I do have towards my business, I work about 4 hours. So what happens is, and what I've noticed is happening, and what's been illuminated for me personally in this portal, is I have not been able to create like I want to, because I will sit at my computer and I will let admin overwhelm me. So, and I'll always prioritize admin first, because I feel like the 2 hours on the Monday that I give to myself for admin, you know, and this means Facebook messages, Instagram messages, text messages, emails, I'm like, for fuck's sake, like, oh my God, there's so many. WhatsApp, there's so many platforms of communication, I cannot keep up. And so I will sit, you know, and as the week goes on, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got to like change my grandma's eye appointment to 3:30. Oh my gosh, I've got to buy my girlfriend a birthday gift. It's her birthday next week. Oh my gosh, I've got to cancel that subscription. Oh my gosh, I've got to chase up, you know, blah, blah. Oh, I've got the dentist on Wednesday. I've got to make sure that I finish my work early that day and whatever. Like, you know, I don't know if anyone else does this, but like I'm just constantly running down a to-do list of things I've got to do when I'm not mumming. So by the time I sit down on my computer for work time, I'm like, oh, I better get this admin stuff done out of my head so that then I can, you know, get my creative pursuits happening. And then it gets to the end of the week and I'm like, I didn't record a podcast. I didn't batch my social media content. I didn't get to write my email. I didn't get to create the thing I wanted to create. And I just like get so frustrated with myself. And so the reason I am recording this podcast today quickly is because I'm like, no, Shani, what would change if the first thing that you did in every work block was the creative task, and instead, and the admin only gets what time is left over? And what if we just make it okay that we do not reply to emails and messages straight away? And what if we just stop apologizing for answering a week or two late? Like, can we just make that normal? And I'm just going to make it normal. I am going to put a little thing under my signature on my email saying, I check my email once a week, maybe every second week. So please don't expect a response from me straight away, because that's just the reality of life. And so this is what's been coming up for me in this eclipse. I don't know. And I'm really sorry if you also have a Virgo Aquarius axis in the same houses as me. I hope I haven't put like words into your mouth and ruined your journaling for your own reflection. I should have prefaced and said, do your own journaling first before you come and listen to my experience. But I want you to personalize this for you and have a little look at like, well, Aquarius is introducing the future you, right? What you want to do, who you want to be. But then the Virgo aspect of your chart is saying to you, well, what current habits are supporting this and not supporting this? Can your current habits in the house ruled by Virgo support the future you in the house ruled by Aquarius, right? The Aquarius eclipse is who you're becoming. It is the beginning of your future. Your Virgo house is what you have to stop doing in order to become this future version of you. So this Aquarius eclipse is really introducing the future you that could be. And if we use this as a really beautiful self-awareness tool, you know, have a think about, well, this could be you. This could be your life. This could be what you want to do. But Virgo is saying to you, like, babe, you are sabotaging yourself in X, Y, Z ways. So have a little look-see at my Astro Quick Guide. If you click on the side menu where it says Virgo, click there and you'll see the shadow self themes of Virgo, the not self theme. I'm actually just going to get them up on my computer right now so I can actually go through all of them with you in real time. Give me one momento. This is the other thing I've got to stop doing, right? So because I'm a perfectionist, I like to just record an episode and then I'll go through the entire episode and cut out all the bits and bobs that like I don't like, or I know like my cadence is quite slow and I sometimes I get really paranoid about that. And I think, oh, people must think I talk so slowly. And so I'll remove the inhales that I take between speaking and sentences. And, you know, today I'm just going to freaking post this episode without the perfectionism. So if we look at the not selfies, you guys must think I'm all over the place today. The truth is my cleaner is coming in 20 minutes and I had to record this before she arrives. Anywho, the not self themes of Virgo are perfectionism, critical, judgmental of yourself, of others, controlling, abrasive, a bit obsessive, sometimes a bit anxious, lacks empathy, over analytical, and a little bit difficult. Can you recognize those parts of yourself? And more importantly, can you recognize the Virgo not self themes in whatever house Virgo rules in your natal chart? These are all the beautiful things that you can journal on. And I'd love to hear from you. So please come on over to my Instagram. It's at Shani Peach. I'll have the link in the show notes below if we are not connected online. And let me know, what did this episode bring up for you? Now, I want to wrap this up. If your current life cannot support your next chapter, this eclipse is just simply here to show you what needs to be cleaned up Virgo style, okay? Destiny is interrupting whatever little routine you're in that's self-sabotaging. That's what this eclipse portal is all about. And it's the beginning of something that we have felt coming, something that we're really excited about. I'm sitting in my office right now and I'm looking at my vision board and I'm like, yes, there's so many goals on here about my podcast, about my emails, about my social media and about my growth this year. But all these little like Virgo not self traits of mine have been coming in and sabotaging me in my business because this is the axis that this eclipse falls on for me. So the self-awareness tool within astrology is just so powerful like this. It's brought it to light for me. It's been illuminated for me. That is what a full moon is all about. I'd love to know what it has brought up for you and just get really excited because that's what this is all about. It's about the beginning of a new world, a new paradigm, a new timeline for you. And remember that astrology is just such a powerful tool. It's one of humanity's oldest tools for your mind. It's a mind map, but it doesn't control you. That is my number one thing I always want to finish with and start with. The purpose of astrology is just to help you make better choices and to really help you clarify the terrain that you are navigating through right now and passing through in this season of life and to really have it as a modality to serve you in this beautiful thing we call life. So I hope that this episode was of value to you. I'd love to hear what's come for you. I'm sorry if I was a little bit all over the place in this episode. To be fair, I came upstairs, I sat on my computer, I started doing admin, even though I literally just journaled on all of it this morning and I stopped my way halfway through and I was like, oh my gosh, my cleaner is coming. I just need to get this bloody podcast recorded and out and I'm not going to edit it. I am just going to give it to you as it is and I am going to trust that my true authentic voice without my perfectionist tendencies and I'm not letting her get in the way. So I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to love you and leave you. And I will see you in the next episode.